Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB. CCB, a bank in our area with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, Dunkirk, their main office in Little Valley, and their brand new office in 2023 in Lakewood. Happy to welcome back to the microphone again this week, Margie Dye, market leader from CCB. Margie, welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, fine, except I didn't bring my helmet with me, so I don't think we can go on that snowmobile ride. Wait a minute. There's no snow yet anyway.
There you go. We could go on the motorcycle.
As long as you drive.
Okay.
But what we did want to talk about today is this upcoming winter recreation season and what opportunities people might have at CCB to get loans for that snowmobile or other appropriate fun outdoor vehicle for the season or seasons to come. What do you have to offer us?
So what we have is recreational vehicle loans. You can apply for any type of RV that you would like. So that would be your snowmobiles, that would be your side by eaches, your four-wheelers. Everyone knows that during the winter, right before the snow starts, everyone probably will need a four-wheeler. If you're a hunter or anything like that, or you want to go on drag race runs, you always want that four-wheeler, you know, which is a lot of fun. I've been to quite a few of them. And in the winter, you want to go snowmobiling, of course. You know, we have beautiful trails all around the area, and we can make that happen for you. And the process is so easy. Our rates are really competitive. You can apply online or come in person, and we will be more than happy to assist you so that we can fund your fun in the winter.
Now, is the decision-making process similar to that that would apply to an auto loan, for example, in terms of how much you will lend us and the value of the product that we're looking to buy, new or used, and
yes,
all of that?
Yes, there is very little to no down payment when it comes to our RV loans, depending the year of the RV that you are going to be applying for.
And traditionally, or maybe there's no accepted norm here, how long do the loans last? Short period of time or medium?
It all depends how long you want to take out the loan for. We have different types of terms for them. They can go as little as 36 months, and they can go up to 60 months.
And are these ones with a fixed interest rate?
Or? Yes, they are all fixed, and all decision-making is made in-house.
So for those people who may be a little uncertain as to whether they qualify for this right now, but they've seen a picture or a video or they drove by the store and they saw something that they're interested in, maybe the next best thing to do would be to sit down and talk to you or start that online application.
Yes, they can do that. They can always, more than welcome to come talk to us. If email is easiest, you can find us via email or through the phone as well. We would be more than happy to go over options with you.
You know, one of the things that's emerging from our program today and the one that we did last week, which was about financing interior renovations for a home that people might want to embark upon at this time of year, Margie Dye, is the ease with which you open the door at CCB, for lack of a better phrase, to established customers, new customers, to just come and see if CCB can help you achieve that goal, make that dream come true.
Absolutely. We are always willing to help everyone that comes in through our doors. And we want to fund your fun as well. We know how important the winters are here to us. I mean, we have very little summers and very long winters, and we want to make the best of them. And at CCB, we want to help you do that.
And this is something that if people want to do it in person, they can do it at any of the offices that I mentioned?
Yes.
Most in the immediate Jamestown area, of course, I think would go to the Lakewood office, but the services are essentially the same all the way across.
Yes, they are.
We got a minute left here, Margie, before we have to close this program for today. Tell me just a little bit about your work and experience with CCB. Whenever you come and sit down and talk with me, you're always so positive and enthusiastic. I just mentioned that about your bank, and a big smile comes across your face. What is it about you and CCB that resonates so?
They're very family-oriented. They're a very good place to work with. Very open-minded, and we like to help all of our customers. Our main goal is to keep our customers happy, and we work with them hand in hand. We will make special appointments to be with them, even if maybe our lobbies are closed. We will sit with them, we'll set aside, the officers will set aside an appointment with them, and we can talk to them whatever options that they may have. A lot of times my customers will call me after the lobbies are closed, and I have no problem reaching out to them, talking with them, meeting with them anywhere. And that is something that CCB has put into us for us to always make sure that our customers come first. And because our customers come first, the employees also come first for CCB.
Well, this is the kind of local, warm, caring relationship that might be a surprise to some of our listeners that they can have with a bank these days, because oftentimes it's very cold, very digital, very distant, it seems. And this is, I'm learning more and more from the programs that we do here at this time on WJTN. CCB is just the opposite of all of that.
Yes, it is.
CCB, and Margie Dye is a market leader at that bank. We'll be back next week at the same time with the next edition of Count on CCB.